Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The political drama over the U.S. government bumping up against a so-called debt ceiling is massively overblown and deceptive. It is also masking much larger and more important financial problems that need attention. The claim that the U.S. government will run out of funds on June 1st is a lie. The federal government takes in an average of more than $10 billion a day. That won't suddenly cease June 1st. Further, there are all sorts of smoke and mirror tactics that can be employed to enable the U.S. government to continue paying its obligations for several months beyond next week. To give you one example, in theory, when the government collects Social Security and Medicare taxes, those funds are transferred to trust accounts on a prompt basis. Well, these transfers could be delayed, providing more cash flow to pay other obligations. From past experience with taking the federal government to the brink of a debt ceiling, we all know that federal employees that may be temporarily furloughed will eventually be retroactively paid in full. There will be no defaults on the payment of maturing Treasury debt or the interest owed on them. Social Security and other payments will be sent out on time. In other words, running the federal government up to the self-imposed debt ceiling is pretty much a non-event. So why are the politicians and bureaucrats making such a big deal out of it? The answer is they don't want the public to realize is that the Democrats and Republicans are trying to set each other up to look bad at the next federal elections. If either party can persuade voters that the opposition doesn't care about fiscal responsibility to keep the government operating, that improves their chances of re-election. That's right, this drama is all about elections rather than trying to do right by the American people. While the public is paying attention to all the nasty financial problems that could be caused if the federal government does reach a hard debt ceiling, but will never actually happen this time, they have less time to understand global de-dollarization. For details on that subject, come back here Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.